We'll call the regular meeting to order at 6:12 p.m. Just a bit of housekeeping. If any of you have any cell phones or other electronic devices, we would appreciate if you would turn them off during the meeting as they interfere with our sound system. Sherry, roll call, please. No, excuse me. We'll do a moment of silence, please. We'll stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Sherry, roll call, please.
Charlie Hawkins.
Here.
Dennis Olison.
Here.
Bonnie Onion.
Here.
Harry Robinson.
Here.
Steve Lawrenson.
Here.
Clark Hotner.
Here.
Paul Greeno requested to be excused tonight.
Take a motion.
So move. Second.
All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries 6-0. Next item on the agenda is recognition and awards.
I was advised by Debbie Harger that they won't be here until later.
They're here now.
Oh, are they? Okay.
Are they going to show up later? Is that?
No, she said they are here.
They're here? Okay. And we have a Blaine Builder Award. Okay, ladies, if you just stay there for a second. Jenny Funderburg, is that, when pronounced that correctly? Funderburg, and her Girl Scout Troop number 40099 have volunteered for various children's events at the Blaine Library for the past 4 years. They have assisted regularly with the monthly after-school youth events, with the troop assisting crowds of up to 100 children, as well as cleaning up after every event. The troop's efforts have been key to the success and popularity of the yearly Fancy Nancy Tea Party and the end of the Summer Reading Cupcake Party. In addition, they have created a few events planning absolutely everything involved. We love our Earth for Earth Day, and the wonderful All About Skunks event. They are especially wonderful role models of literacy, as they always include reading to the crowds in attendance. This summer, Jenny and her scouts went above and beyond their regular volunteer work by participating with amazingly short notice to make two events, Science Magic and the Sink or Float, more enjoyable for the huge crowd of children who attended. The troop's faithful consistency with volunteering at the library have gone above and beyond the call of duty, as they are truly a troop of Blaine builders. Ladies, if you could. Thank you. next item on our agenda is audience participation. We have a number of people who have signed up to speak this evening. Each participant may be limited to 3 minutes to speak. And the first item, individual is Gail Evans. Gail, if you're in the audience, would you come forward, please? Please come up to the mic and state your name and address for the records, please.
My name is Gail Evans. I live at 353 Clark Street in Blaine. I want to speak just for a couple of minutes about my avid interest and love of the Blaine Library and all libraries, actually. I'm a researcher, and I spend a lot of time in libraries. I'm also an avid appreciator of scenic vistas, historic houses, and natural scenes as well. Over the last couple of months, I've been observing things and listening to people who have talked about both the library and the need for a potential, a definite new location sometime down the road for the library. And also I've been listening to the Salishan group of neighbors who is interested in trying to find a good public use for the 2 blocks south of Chattatai. So one day I was taking a bike ride and I thought, well, what about putting these two ideas or these two subjects together? That is, finding a new location for the library, which would be in those 2 blocks south of Chattatai. Having that library be low profile, only one story high, perhaps one subterranean story as well, but only one story above the ground level. Having it designed so that it would be a see-through public building, not only for the residents of Blaine, but also visitors to Blaine, who could look out across the water and appreciate the view. Seems to me that would preserve that space as a public space. There wouldn't be developers who would be using it and trying to build as many stories as possible. The library definitely needs a new location. And once the property that the library is sold, stands on is sold, there might be some a nice pile of resources to use to reinvest in a location. I don't know how the police department feels about being part of that enterprise, but maybe they could be on the subterranean level and have their holding cell below below ground level. I'm not sure about any of that. But it just seems as if that location would really work well as a library. It's just a concept that I wanted to put out there in front of you, something to think about. And also I hope the neighbors who are part of the Salishan group will think about this idea as well. Thank you.
Thank you, Gil. Next, Paul Schroeder. Paul, if you come forward, state your name and address for the record, please.
Paul Schroeder, 1033 Harrison Avenue here in Blaine. Tonight, I'm just here as one member of the Salishan neighborhood to let the council know that action item number 3 on the agenda for tonight, if you have any question, there's a number of members from the community that would be willing to answer any questions about the possibility of purchasing land for maintaining views on the west side of Peace Portal. As a community, in the Salishan neighborhood, we have recognized the value of a parks and a view and a long-term vision of Blaine. And I think one of the things that we need in this town is a central core place where people can come, basically a living room for the town. People could be together. And our vision is seeing the west side of Peace Portal as that living room for the town of Blaine, an inviting place where people can stroll, enjoy the views from that. So that's what we're asking, rather than just say we need to develop it and stick buildings on it, look at the long-term possibilities of what can be done.
Thank you, Paul. Next item, next individual is Lynn Pentland. Lynn, if you could come forward and state your name and address for the record, please.
Good evening. It's Glenn Pentland, 1283 Harrison Avenue. And I just really wanted to follow up on what Paul had said in our presentation last week. We've been very busy meeting with a number of people with the city, meeting with the Parks and Cemetery Committee, as well as having a presentation within Salishan to some of our local residents as well. So we believe we have a very impassioned vision for the future, as just outlined by Paul. And I believe David will be giving a bit of a report on that later. And I just wanted, as well as what Paul had said, that there are a number of us that are here today to answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you, Glenn.
Yep.
Richard Sturgill, would you come forward, Richard, and be kind enough to give us your name and address for the record, please?
Thank you, Mayor. My name is Richard Sturgill. I live at 1218 4th Street, and I'm one of the reasons I moved here is I came down Peace Portal. I was just impressed with the views of the water, and that hasn't changed. And some of the views have been lost because of some development. I think that's partly what Blaine is, makes it different from other places because of that view, and I think it's worth the vision to think about in the future and save it. So I'm a proponent of that. But one of the things that I'm going to talk about mostly is the levy, the language in the levy. I think the levy should be specific to that property and have a sunset clause if you want it to be successful. If you guys decide that that's what you want to do, I don't think it should be include other parks and other things that will get watered down, confuse the electorate, and it may not be successful. But that might be, so I would say just focus on that issue, have a sunset clause, find out what it costs, make sure that cost is known to the public, to the constituents, it's going to be the taxpayers, and maybe based on a $200,000 house, what it's going to be till that's paid for. That's the best thing. I'm also a parks commissioner, and if the other parks need to be funded, I'm going to make sure that Blaine gets its share. So I think that's the best way to go because that is established. If we try to establish another parks district's order of funding, it's going to impact that, and people may not vote for it. And I want it to be successful. And that's all I want to say tonight. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Richard. I have a bit of a dilemma. Council here who have a lunch waiting for them or dinner waiting for them, and we've run a little longer than we had anticipated. If we could have you sympathize with us and give us 5 minutes to have a quick bite to eat, we would be very appreciative. So I'm going to call a very, very short recess of about 5 minutes. And we'll be back in approximately 5 minutes' time. Thank you.